What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Giants Nation podcast. I'm your host, Justin Roman. And guys, I hope you all are having a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. We are literally 2 days away, 3 days away from the NFL divisional round matchups to be happening. We're going to be having a lot of the, we're going to be seeing some teams that we didn't expect to make it this far into the postseason. We're going to be having the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New York Giants both going on the road, playing both the number one seeds in the AFC and the NFC. The Jaguars are going to be heading to Arrowhead to play Patrick Mahomes and the number one seeded Chiefs. And the New York Giants are going to be going on the road to Lincoln Financial Field to play Jalen Hurts and the number one seeded Philadelphia Eagles. And we're also going to be having a matchup that none of us ever gotten the chance to watch. We're going to be having Joe Burrow in the Cincinnati Bengals. They're going to be going on the road to play Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. That's going to be a very fun matchup to watch. In Denver, there's going to be a lot of good matchups. You know, then we're going to have the Dallas Cowboys playing the San Francisco 49ers. But anyways, guys, I want to talk about the Giants really quick. This was a big year for the Giants. And I think it's clear to say that Brian Daboll is... He's obviously the runaway. He's obviously the coach of the year. You know, just seeing what he's doing with this franchise, seeing how he changed the culture for this team. Joe Shane, give credit to him. And I think we all should give a lot of credit to John Mara. Just finding guys that can change this franchise and change the culture of this franchise. I think we all need to give credit to John Mara. But I just want to talk about Daniel Jones really quick and how there's a lot, for the past week or so, there's been a lot of respect there's been a lot of respect for this kid that's going up around the NFL. One by one, Daniel Jones is winning them over. Just about every last one of them. The draft day critics who mocked his selection at 6th overall in the 2019 NFL draft, then doubled and tripled down over his first three professional seasons, have pretty much all been converted just before his rookie contract expires after the season. It certainly hasn't been a smooth road to the divisional round of the playoffs. Daniel Jones has hit potholes, craters, even had the wheels fall off on multiple occasions in years past. But he's done everything this season, and especially in his first postseason appearance, to dispel the narratives, most notably that he's a turnover machine. In fact, nobody has started the entire season and committed fewer turnovers than Daniel Jones has entering Saturday night's divisional round matchup with the Philadelphia Eagles. His 8 turnovers in 19 games is a league best. This kid finished 7th in QBR this season and led the Giants 9-7-1 to the playoffs for the first time since 2016. His playoff debut was the football equivalent of almost throwing a perfect game. Daniel Jones can add an NFC Championship appearance to his resume when the Giants face the top-seeded Eagles on Saturday, 8:15 p.m. on Fox. Wide receiver Darius Lane said this recently, definitely his respect around the league is going up. At the end of the day, you can say what you want to say. You're in a dogfight with us every week, and a lot of people this year have lost to us, to him. Darius Slayton was also saying, at some point, you can think what you want to think, but if I keep beating you and I'm right on your butt, you gotta respect that. It was on full display this past Sunday afternoon for the entire football world to see. Daniel Jones became the first player in NFL history to have 300 yards passing, two passing touchdowns, and at least 70 yards rushing in a playoff game. He went 24-35 passing for 301 yards with two touchdowns and had 78 yards rushing on 17 carries. It was the latest eye-opening effect that earned him a QBR of 81.2, which is clearly amazing. Really, it was just an extension of what Daniel Jones has done in the second half of the season when the offense started to revolve more around him than running back Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones has been their best player for the past 9 games. You know, Daniel Jones, he was saying this of his playoff performance. I would say I'm impressed. I'm not shocked. He's been, Saquon Barkley said this of Daniel Jones' playoff performance. He was saying, I would say I'm impressed. I'm not shocked. He's been doing it all year. He's really a special player. You know, what a way to start it off. I'm happy for him and proud of him, and we're going to need him and keep leaning on him. Daniel Jones hasn't been naive to the criticism that followed him, you know, from Duke to New York in his first 3 years in the NFL. Most notably, he wasn't able to stay healthy. Slowly throughout the season, the tide has seemingly turned. It's hard to ignore the success he's had under new head coach Brian Daboll, and he hasn't missed a game. Daniel Jones was saying, yeah, you hear some of it for sure and notice some of it. It's part of it. I can't control how people respond positively in a positive way or in a negative way. Just control how I play, and that's my focus. You know, Daniel Jones' teammates have been, you know, insistent the past couple years that this was coming. Saquon Barkley and wide receiver Sterling Shepard were among the most vocal supporters. They were certain given Daniel Jones' physical talent and work ethic that the results would eventually follow. It took until year 4 with Daniel Jones' third head coach and his fourth offensive coordinator for it to happen. But Daniel Jones has done is that, hey, all you critics made me bet on myself, and I won that bet. That's what Daniel Jones told the entire world, you know? And now he's going to be going on the road in a divisional round, I said this in the offseason. What if the Giants go to the divisional round? And I was surprised, you know? But look, Daniel Jones, I think it's obviously clear this kid has finally won the respect of the football world, you know? David Sills was saying, I feel like it's been all season just continuing to play great games and drive us down the field in critical parts of the game too. I think everyone that was saying something is not really saying anything anymore. You know, of course, there were, you know, look, I don't care what player you are. Any player's gonna have doubters, you know? One executive with an NFC team still believes Daniel Jones' success is mostly attributed to Daboll's scheme and offense. It's not that he believes Jones isn't a quality quarterback, just that he still isn't someone he'd play substantial money to and build around. Look at the Giants had their concerns entering the season when they declined his fifth-year option, but Daniel Jones has seemingly won them over too, you know? Brian Daboll was saying each game we ask him to quite, you know, Brian Daboll was saying each game we ask him to do quite a bit. 1 week is different than the next. What we did in week 2 might have been different than week 15, but we've had confidence in Daniel. I've had confidence in Daniel since training camp. Ownership had hope, if not confidence. It was John Mara that famously said when Daboll and general manager Joe Shane were hired that the Giants had done everything possible to screw this kid up. That's what John Mara said. Mara called Daniel Jones' playoff clinching win over the Colts on January 1st very gratifying. All this praise isn't completely lost on this kid. You know, Daniel Jones was saying, I certainly appreciate the support, but like I said, we're focused on what we've got to do this week, what's ahead of us now, and that's all that matters. For any of us, is what you do next week and with the next opportunity, so that's what I'm focused on. You know, so, you know, this, you know, look it, I've said this before. It all comes down, you know, I said, like, the reason why this kid flashed on me and the reason why I was telling myself, oh, this kid has a bright future ahead of him. If you put this kid on any team, this kid would, he's gonna flash in everyone's eyes. It all started in the game against the Saints, where Daniel Jones played. This is when the Saints were really good. When Daniel Jones balled out against a very good Saints defense, the guy had over 400 yards passing. He had two rushing touchdowns. That right there against a really good Saints team on the road, it's not easy to do. And Daniel Jones has proved me. He's proved everyone. And I understand we're in a quarterback's league now. I understand you need to have a great quarterback to be successful now. But what Brian Daboll is showing everyone is that you don't have to overlook the best quarterback in the draft. It doesn't matter what quarterback you get, as long as you put them in the right situation. If you put them in situations they're comfortable with, and you put them in the right schemes that fit them, you know, and if you surround them with the right coaches, you can have a superstar. That's what Brian Daboll is. That's what he's shown the entire world. This guy can coach up a quarterback. You know, and I'm just very excited for this, for Daniel Jones. I'm happy for him. I think this kid has a, look at, this guy has a shot at going to a Super Bowl. Now, it's not going to be easy because, you know, whoever wants to get to the Super Bowl, they're going to have to go through San Francisco. Just for a simple fact, we don't know how healthy Jalen Hurts is going to be, you know, moving forward. And the Niners, the 49ers just have a juggernaut of a football team. But we're going to have to see. But this Giants team won't back down. They're going to fight you for 60 minutes. And that's obvious because they've been showing that all season long. But that's all I gotta say. I hope you guys enjoyed my podcast. You know, I've been very appreciative of you all. You know, I will be back on my podcast tomorrow. I'm gonna start thinking when I'm gonna do my picks for the divisional round. I might do it tomorrow or Friday. I think I might do tomorrow. So I'm gonna do my picks for the divisional round matchups tomorrow. You know, because the divisional round starts on Saturday. So yeah. So I'm gonna do my picks for the divisional round matchups tomorrow. But I hope you guys enjoyed this one. Oh, yeah. But I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until then, I'm out. Peace.